Yes, good morning. This is James.
Hello, James. This is Sheldon here. How are you?
Good, Sheldon. How are you doing?
I'm doing great myself.
Good, thank you. Thanks for
It's a
calling.
good time.
Yeah, this is fine. This is fine. I was expecting your call today.
That's good. That's good. It should be morning over there, I guess.
Yeah, it's just a little bit after 11 o'clock in the morning. Where are you at? In Illinois or Chicago or something?
New York.
New York. Oh, okay. So it
Yeah.
must be what, 5 o'clock over there? Yeah, I think it's 6 hours difference now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
So I
So,
was into the
yeah.
last, like I was looking into your project. We are three chapter deep into your project, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
It's being worked on the rest, right?
Yeah. So, thing is, I don't know what was going on with this gal, Lisa, but I'm given the idea that, and that what I was getting was just really poor, Sheldon. I'm trying to, I'm being polite. It's really not good at all. It's just because it's like a fourth writing a story. I felt like it was close to what I was trying to project out there in my story. It's not just a question of, what I did, that story, blah, blah, blah. It's boring. And the English was like, it's like somebody's second language to write a book. Just doesn't work, and I'm a business person. And I attempted to do this, probably quick and jumping into this project, but, pushing me to the next chapter, get more money. That just really made me feel uncomfortable, and I was really unhappy with the whole thing. It's just really going on the wrong foot right off the bat. So this is where I said I put on the brakes. This is not good.
I see.
And go ahead.
From what I have here, okay. How about we start this way? You probably, I assume, received a outline for your book, correct?
Yes, I had made a basic outline chapters, which I had to do. I hadn't done this, ever done this before, so it's all new to me, basically. I've learned a lot since then, of course, how it works, but it hadn't been a totally thought-out process. I thought I'd be the one to be. Anyway, so they started writing stuff in there, and it just wasn't. It's just all about I. That's not right. I. A lot of I's in there. This is what I'm trying to do. Sheldon, is to make it a really exciting book. Maybe later on it could be something to format a story, even a series, because it's really incredible, the stuff out here. It's a story on Kauai. I'm on the island of Kauai, and there's a lot, correlating the beauty and the adventure and the hassles and the way of living here and the weather and so on and so forth. And with the trying to make it happen here, it's not just, oh, let's open up a restaurant. Here's what we do about knives and forks and this and that. It's more than that. It's way more than that. And it's got to be, you start reading this, it's got to keep people's interest, It's going to be, it's almost like a, not action adventure. I don't know the best way to describe. There's adventure. There's personal experiences. There's humor. There's thrills. There's intrigue. Relationships between people. It's that kind of a story. And I was hoping this, a good writer could come up with something that, based on true story for the most part. And all I'm reading here, especially on the first chapters, which really, I think to me, it just wasn't good. I'm sure you've read a lot of books. And when I was,
But
I beg your
I'm
pardon?
gonna go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. So, like for example, you start reading. It's like if you read it, you can see what I'm talking about. It's just really, I see you made something correction for chapter two. Excuse me, I'm sorry, we work a lot here, which is about forced reality. We did some of that, and it's a little bit better. But chapter one is just junk, it's just really not good. That's not even close to where I want to be. So that would have, if we did this, it'd have to be reworked. And I've even retyped stuff myself, which I haven't sent off because I stopped. Good idea what, you know, what we're trying to do here. And then a few other things, for example, the word I in there's done so many times, it's not good. It's not the I. And in Hawaii, we don't call Hawaiians natives. They're locals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to be careful how you write this stuff, and you have to ask, you know, the natives. They're not Indians. They're local. They're American citizens. They're locals.
Uh-huh.
You know. Which is that's minor corrections, you know, but oh my goodness, if I call a Hawaiian native,
it's a small slight confusion, because necessarily normally I do understand that by natives when we're talking like America, native
yeah.
does mean Indian, but in general terms, if you look at native, it doesn't really mean Indian. Native means just local to the land.
Over here, we call them locals. You have to use the word locals. We just, they would take it wrong, believe me. You just don't call them natives here. It's called the local. Kauai's a small island. You're local. Hey, they're local boys, you know, local people.
Yeah, I do understand. Most people would, I do agree with that. Most people would not get it. I do agree with that.
Go ahead. Yeah. And, when I lived in California, it's called Southern California,
uh-huh.
not South California. This is minor stuff, but just an example that, it's not South California, Southern California, SoCal. You got to understand the lingo, how people interpret the stuff here. Anyway, this is the quandary I was in, and I took issue with her demanding more funds, and we're barely even started here. Nothing's going anywhere, and I found that I'm very uncomfortable with that. I found that very unprofessional. I don't know what happened.
If I recall correctly, I was not here when all of this happened, but I was briefed on everything that did happen between for your project. So from Lisa has after your project, everything that happened, Lisa did get laid off. So,
okay.
For what
happened.
I think she committed. I'm not sure what happened, but she committed something on your behalf. I'm not even sure what that was. And
you know what that means either. I will try to do what I can. She's asking for more, and I'm barely done with. I don't even have chapter three. You know, all these extra funds. It doesn't cost any to copyright and all that. So I just it wasn't professional. It's just a verbal. I don't have a breakdown on this. Send me some paperwork, you know. Come on now. And I have to feel comfortable that this is really working in my favor and your favor, too. It's got to work, right? Of course. I put a down deposit, a big chunk of money in good faith, maybe a little naive. But, I was excited about this. But it just went off on the wrong foot, Sheldon. But, you know, things happen.
I do understand. That's why I'm here. Yeah. That's why I called out to you again to see if we can get back together and work on this again. I do understand that you didn't feel the first chapter was up to the mark. You feel the second chapter is better in comparison. But we can work on that. It's no problem. The thing is, what happens usually? I'll be very honest with you, okay? I've been doing this for a while now. Book writing, getting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what happens in this scenario usually is, at least this is what I do, that normally we send out drafts and we want some, you know, strong feedback. Even if it's negative, we want strong and detailed feedback from all our customers. Why? So, because that helps our team get an understanding of the perspective that you want. Okay, now you're giving me feedback on the first chapter, right? This is good feedback. The team needs to hear this in order to understand your requirements. That's why I always say to everyone that at least you have to bear with at least three drafts for the team to grasp your understanding of what you want. That's why we give the revisions, so you get better satisfaction, and we will start roll on drafts that are according to your perspective.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
So
okay.
Now, yeah. Go ahead.
So from here, I mean, are you able to, have you guys written stories that end up or could be ending up? Because this is my, maybe it's my dream, maybe it's naive, but I've always felt there's something doing this for 34 years here. And, you know, get an idea of how I started here and how it's just, it's a book that it's just about, starting the restaurant, it's got humor, but it's got a lot of, it's got drama and the hell and the high water you go through, which is not something you normally go through if you're doing something on the mainland. You're dealing with stuff, you're dealing with locals, you're dealing with just a lot of stuff, you know. And what I did, and I wanted to make this like almost a 10-chapter series. Have you guys ever written stuff for TV or anything of that sort?
Like what? Sorry, you got cut off.
Like a series, like a Netflix series or some sort like that, you know, a storyline that every chapter is different. It's got drama. It's got all the good stuff, you know, adventure, drama, thrills.
I've had something like that before. It's rare. Let me be very honest with you. It's rare for those kind of books to show up. But we have done those before. We have all sorts of clients. We have clients from children books to, you know, proper series, you know, fictional novels.
Yeah, this could be, you know, it wouldn't be fiction, but it, you know, maybe it was dramatized a bit. It's like anything else. These events are based. This story is based on true events. You know, something like that. And because I think it could be incorrect, but at least the reading of this story would be. It would keep people want to keep reading it, you know, keep the interest level up. So what does the book have to?
You know, like fun cuts from your life as a restaurateur, right? Sort of like that.
Right. Yeah. So, and there's got to be something in there for people who want to keep reading, right? The drama, the interaction, the highs and the lows.
I have a question, though. I have yet to read your book. I was just looking forward to, you know, getting in contact with you first and then getting things rolling. That was my first, you know, job for this project right now. I'll go through the chapters as well, but I was going to do that once we had our first call. So I have an idea of what happened from your end. And what do you have in mind? Okay.
Well, let me do this. I typed out a chapter one, and back, you know, before I just was redoing everything already. Let me hear. I have it here on Word, Sheldon. I backpedaled like I'm actually started from the present, and then I go back in time. How this all came about. Okay. And then chapter two, I have to do a revision, and then I'll give you chapter three, and then I also have 94 to 96 at Renaissance, which is chapter four. She skipped a chapter two. I was telling her you're missing a chapter when she did this. Here, Storm is three, Renaissance is four, and then I have to go from there a little bit. So what I could do, Sheldon, to help, you know, to get a better, I could send this work for you, and then you can add to it, embellish.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that. Actually, that would be brilliant. Normally, this is something I do with most of, you know, because this is when we start a book from scratch, the thing is we want maximum input from you guys. Why? Because if there's something wrong, like what I would recommend, you already have the draft till chapter three, right?
Yes.
Yes. If you want to make any changes, if you want to add any comments, add them
to whatever draft
I send.
So here's what I'll do. I'll send you back the rewrites on chapter one. So I mean, from my perspective, that's they help you a bit. And chapter two, let me see. Please let me check what the word am I here. Chapter two is the forced reality.
Yeah.
I think you had done some stuff. Well, how do I make all these changes on here when you sent it to me? How do I go about
Okay, and do you have it open in Word?
I'm sorry?
Do you have it open in Word right now?
I've got it on PDF right now, but I've got all my stuff on Word.
I'll send you a Word file, okay? What I'll do for you is I'll send you a Word file of the last draft that was sent by Lisa, okay?
Yeah, that's helpful to me, yes.
That would help because PDF is hard to edit. It takes a while to, you know, you have to convert, then you have to edit. I'm not going to do that. I always send Word files so, you know, you can edit and send it back to me. But I want you to do me a favor, okay? Whatever edit you make, I want it either highlighted or in a different color because it helps the team understand the changes that you have made, right? Otherwise, they just have to, you know, keep comparing, page by page.
Of course. That makes sense. I get that. Yeah. Fred, how do I? Again. Okay. So, yeah. Let's do Word. I'll send this off to you and then we'll take it from there, Sheldon.
Perfect.
See what we can do here.
I'll drop you the Word file. Okay, I'll drop you the Word file. And one more thing, when you're in Word, do you know how to add comments in Word?
Do I know how to do what?
Add comments in Word, in a Word file.
No. Could you tell me? I'll write this down.
Okay. You have your system open, right?
Parentheses.
Do you have a system open?
I'm sorry.
Are you in front of your computer?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Open Teamwork. I'm sending you the file right now, okay?
Okay. Let me get out of my page. Let me send it on my email, right?
Okay. I'm gonna send it to you on the Teamwork platform that we use, right? To communicate.
Yeah.
You'll get it.
That's a whole new thing. Yeah, it's kind of. I think that's something I knew what it was all about.
Draft. Me your visions on it. Attaching file. Where is it? There you go.
Okay. I'll still wait for it here.
Wait, here we go. And uploaded and sent. You should have it. Check the portal. There should be a file. It's a Word file. So open it up and I'll let you know how to add comments.
I'm waiting for it to arrive.
If you have the Teamwork platform open, you can just refresh. You'll get it.
Yeah. Okay, so I still have her name on there. Lisa Taylor. Let me see. The one I'm looking for is, I scroll down to the bottom for the latest one. There's so many messages.
There's one thing you can do. Scroll to the top. Scroll to the top. Let me tell you something.
Go to the top again, yes.
Yes, go to the top. Like you see welcome on board, right?
Yes.
In the same line as welcome on board, look to your right. You'll see like a small button with an arrow and four lines.
I see the number 38. It says this line. No, that's my reply. No.
A small button. It's like a white button with a small arrow pointing down and four lines on it.
Can you scroll to the top? I see it.
Can you scroll to the top?
I'm at the top. Do you see welcome on board?
You're using email. You're not on the platform, are you?
I'm on the email now, but I have to go on the platform.
Yeah, go on the platform.
Let me do that.
Yeah. I thought you were on the platform, and that's what I was trying to make you find.
Okay, I'm I did log in. Okay. I got my login now. Hold on a second. Okay, there it is. Kicking in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, welcome. Okay. The teamwork and the teamwork. So let's see.
Yeah.
There's a T with a
going to messages.
So where do I go from here?
Going to messages. You should see my message there.
Okay, here it is. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I just have to click on the teamwork and it opened it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, okay, here we go. Okay, there it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
to the top, I think.
Yeah, now you see welcome on board.
Oh, here it is right here. Please find the attached draft and send me your revisions on it. Okay,
yeah.
There it is, the Word document.
Yeah, just click on the three dots. It'll show you the option to download.
So, I'm sorry. What do I do to download, Sheldon? I'm sorry. I see the attachment. Oh, okay. Hold on. Oh, I see. I'll take the attachment. Yeah, I see the attachment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, download.
Three dots. Yeah, download. Perfect.
Yeah. On my desktop. Perfect. That's what I want.
Perfect. Open it up.
Okay, let me just make sure I got it here.
Mm-hmm.
See where my download is. I think this is it. Yep. There we go. Okay, got it. Enable editing. Okay. Okay, I got it here, Sheldon.
Perfect.
This shows, that's just part of it. That's just like...
Yeah, this is little chapter 3.
One.
Like 39 pages, I think. No, it's 39 pages, yeah. So,
yeah.
Now you have it open in Word, right?
Yes.
So on the top left, yeah, you see files, then home, insert, right?
Yes.
In the same line, you should see review. It should be the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th option, review.
Okay, let me hold on one moment, please. So,
no problem.
You want me to go to file?
You don't have to go to file.
Home.
Just in the same line as file, you should see review.
It says file, home, insert, design, enable editing.
Well, you have to enable editing first. Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
Okay, now I know here. I can make comments and change the color.
Yeah.
And all that. I get that, yeah.
You can go into review. Once you go into review, you can add comments and whatever you want.
I don't see that word review anywhere.
That's weird.
Is it by the... I see the file and the home button. I'm looking at insert, design, let's see.
You see layout, references, mailings, review, view, help.
Layout, review, there it is. Oh, I see. Okay, see, this is not stuff I didn't, you know, gotcha.
No problem. Okay, so
what review,
you
what
do?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Sheldon.
Add any comment. You see the new comment option? Once you click on review, you should have like different options like editor, thesaurus, word count, stuff like that.
Let's see, review, show comments. Yes, I do see it.
Yeah, there's
show
comments,
okay.
And there's a new comment option, right?
Show comments. Let me see, it shows. One moment.
There should be a new comment option, like left of the show comment option.
I see it, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, all you have to do is select any part, okay, select any part of the document, and then click new comment, okay? It'll give you the option to add a comment of that specific part.
Okay. See, I never knew this, you see. I never knew how to do this. Like I said, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why we're here to help.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Problems at all.
Meanwhile, I have to send you what I have done on the one. So you'll
now,
you have.
Yeah, just, you know, work on the first one.
Yeah. We'll just restart over chapter one. It's just not good.
It's okay. We can start over. No problems at all. We can start over.
Yeah.
Okay. And for now, give me the changes you want on chapter one, and I'll get you a draft once you send it to me. Okay.
Yeah. But when you get to chapter one, you know, do what you have to do. You know, you're a better writer than I am, obviously. And we can add from there and just add to, so it really keeps the interest, excitement up for a reader, you know, from a reader's perspective.
Yeah.
It's got to be something, you know, I want to add some island flavors in there because people will love coming to Kauai. It's a great place. And so when you say, so you put the restaurant, a story from Kauai, it's something I could put in underline would be.
So basically, you want like an exciting biography rather than, you know, a general kind of boring biography.
Right, exactly. It's going to be an exciting biography, of course, you know. Otherwise, it defeats the purpose. I don't want to be boring. No one's going to read it.
Like the reason why we want, you know, you to give us good feedback is so we know the perspective and the feeling you want from the book. Because the feeling I see right now is just about a general biography. Okay, general biographies are written like this, the one it sent to you. So I'll ask
right.
the team to, you know, add some flair to the words so you can get some kick out of it as well.
Yeah, get some stuff and go with today's jargon, you know, more or less, right?
I get it.
You get it? That's what we have to be, you know, that's what it is. You know?
Yeah.
Relate to this. They can relate to it. They can feel like it's them doing this. Oh my God, you know. They gotta really be part of this. They become integrated into the story.
You want to have the book, you know, give the feeling of being teleported, huh?
Correct.
Got it.
Correct.
We'll work on it.
Yeah.
But I can't assure you that you'll be satisfied from the first draft, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. Give me one or two drafts at least, and I'll get the team rolling, okay?
Okay, thank you, Sheldon. And look up Kauai. Look what the place is like so you have a feeling of where I live and what it's like, the beauty and dangers. Some dangers, you know, the water's gorgeous. People go out there and drown, you know, they get swept away. They just don't pay attention. It just happened again last week,
yeah,
you know,
the
they go out there.
Said, you know, the water's beautiful and people drown.
That's right. There's danger in that beauty. There's danger in the beauty.
Yeah.
And we see people hurt here all the time. They go in the water, think it's okay. Don't go in this water. It's not protected. It's an ocean. And
yeah.
The currents are huge, and this fellow, you guys went out there by the edge of the river, and the big surf comes in. One guy made it, the other guy, he's gone forever. You know? It happens, you know, we've had people, you know, we got rocks, a place called Queen's Bath, you know, about 4 years ago. These girls were out, do not go on the rocks, it's really dangerous, don't put you back to the waves on the rock. And this gal had a friend take pictures and was standing on the rock. Big waves come crash on these big rocks, took her away and never gone forever. The last picture was taken was her just before she got swept away.
That's sad.
They just don't pay attention to the danger signs. This is the kind of stuff that happens. Or people go on these big hikes and fall down a cliff, injure themselves. So you guys, if you study the island more, you have an even better idea of where we're coming.
I'll be very honest with you, James. Half, well, actually not half, 90% of the people that come there just come for, you know, fun. They don't do their research. They just come like, yeah, water, beaches, yay.
Oh, yeah.
Tropical feelings.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they should look it up a little bit. It'll give them an idea. But okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty, Sheldon. Let me follow up on getting this stuff over to you. So how do I get my Word file over to you? I'll just put it.
Okay. Open Teamwork. Open Teamwork. Do you have it open?
Okay.
Do you have the option to add reply?
I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
Uh-huh. Take your time.
Yeah, okay. It's still open. Okay, I'm here. So what do I do now?
You have the option to add reply, right?
Right. Okay, let me go to reply. Messages. Is there a reply button here or something?
Yeah. Add reply. It should be a button called add reply. It should be near the last message that I sent. Do you have to scroll down completely to see my message?
Hold on a second, Sheldon. One moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Sheldon. I'm being disrupted. Yeah, let me get this over to you here.
No problem.
Jeez. Board, tables, dashboard. Come on. Come on. Where are you? Why don't I just, there must be, should just be able to. Correct the reply, man. This is bugging me. Hold on a sec.
No problem. Take your time.
I think that says add your comments here, but that's not what I want to do. I want to download these pages for you.
Are you in messages?
Oh, on the email? You mean to go to your email?
On the Teamwork. Are you on messages on Teamwork?
Yes, I'm in messages. I forgot.
So you should see a blue add reply button.
Yes, I see it. I see it.
Click on it.
Okay. Got it?
It opens
the
text box, right?
Yeah. Okay.
You can type your message here. Okay. And you see, like below that, you see an attach file option?
I'm sure I'll find it. Oh, yes, I see it. Okay, got it.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it, Sheldon.
Perfect.
I've got somebody at the door here.
No problem. Just send the files my way, and I'll look it up, okay?
Yep, here are the files. Thank you very much, Sheldon. We'll speak again.
No problem. Yes, we'll keep in touch, okay?
Thank you, Sheldon.
I got you a text. That's my personal number. If you ever want to reach me in an emergency, let me know, okay?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Perfect. Have a good day.
Take care, Sheldon. Bye-bye.